You now tuned into the Mez Drinks and Chill podcast. Follow us at Mez Drinks and Chill on Instagram.
Yo, what's going on? It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. We out here. I got the homie Asia back in the building.
Hey.
What's up, man? You missed season 3.
I know. Dang. It's when Oprah was here.
Oh, yeah. You went to the episode.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I couldn't come.
How was that show?
Amazing. Oprah, her story within itself is amazing, but the whole experience of her Live Your Life tour or mm-hmm. Vision 2020 tour, some whatever it was called,
yeah.
It was really good. But she talked about the pitfalls of her relationship with her own mother, having money when she first started having, came into money. And I think most people who come from families that poverty or don't have a lot of money and they are the successful person,
right?
They experience the pressures of feeling like they need to take care of everybody. And she talked about that. She talked about, understanding the rhythm of your life, going with the flow of your life, not trying to force different things. I think people get confused when pressing through
uh-huh.
and forcing something.
Mm.
Pressing through is, you're going to have obstacles in life and you press through.
Right.
And then, but when you're forcing something, it's just like you're trying to put that circle in a square.
Mm.
So just find that balance of, am I forcing this or am I pressing through?
Right.
She talked about that. It was just really a powerful experience.
I heard it was a long-ass show.
It was. It started at 9 o'clock over at 4 in the afternoon. But it didn't really even seem that way. It didn't seem that
y'all
way.
Had breaks and stuff, though, right?
We had lunch. We had like a 30, 45-minute lunch. They provided lunch because the tickets were $200.
$200?
I was about to go in and say, I need to say something. I need to speak. You know what I'm saying? I need to.
Right, for that price, God. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I got a testimony, But tickets was
$200. Yeah.
But that included your lunch from Panera Bread. You got a swag bag with a bunch of products from companies.
You get a car? Everybody get a car?
No, you ain't get no car. You got a swag bag with a journal in it with some deodorant and some shampoo and chips and stuff like that. So.
But it was like you enjoyed the experience?
No, I'll pay for it. It was cool, you know what I mean? You can't live cheap. You can't live a scarcity mindset.
No, especially if that's something you want.
Yeah, if you want it, pay for it,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's what's up. Yo, I was looking at this thing with Rihanna, and people are really getting on her about not dropping music. Like, are you a Rihanna fan?
I like Rihanna, but I'm not like go out and buy her album fan. But I do like her.
Rihanna or Beyonce? Or you don't care for either?
I like both of them. Okay. If you think of performance, I would go Beyonce, but I overall like Rihanna because I think she's more true of herself.
Yeah, that's I feel.
I
the
think
same
Beyonce
way.
Is more manufactured.
Mm. Yeah, right on the head.
Robotic.
Yeah, exactly. Rihanna just seemed like somebody that come through right now, smoke with you, chill, drink, laugh. And I mean, not to say that Beyonce might not be that either, but I just don't see that.
Beyonce seems more forced. It's like she trying, she want to do that, but she's been so programmed to be a good girl, whereas Rihanna just be herself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Rihanna would be more fun.
She's making a killing off that damn
$600 million.
That's insane.
Good day.
She's what they say the wealthiest
female
artist, musician. That's crazy.
Yeah,
she's getting to that damn bag. What, speaking of musicians, what you think about Lizzo? Like, I'm so tired of Lizzo.
Oh yeah, I'm not. It's a bit much, But
hey. And it's like people get that confused with like, oh, why y'all mad? She's confident. I'm like, it's not that she's confident. Like.
It's overkill.
Like, we get it. And I don't want to see you every time I look up, like, Lizzo's in a bathing suit. It's like, nigga, where's the music? And then, remember when she went to the game? It was like, that was disgusting. Like, because
her butt all out, yeah.
And people are like, oh, if Rihanna did that, y'all want to say, yeah, that would still be bad for Rihanna to do.
Yeah, because it's a family. You're in a basketball game. No need for your butt cheeks to be out.
Yeah. Like, if I came to your concert, by any means, I mean, by all means, you do whatever you want.
Right.
But.
Not a basketball game.
What's up with you though? You know, every time people really love you on the show on the show for real.
Thank you guys.
It's a lot of people. One of my homies, he's like a man's man to the point where, but he was like, yo, that girl Asia know her shit, and he's like, yeah, I really fuck with her. So they're gonna be a little disappointed. We had just put season 3 out. This is season 4 now, and people gonna be like, how come Asia wasn't on 3?
I know, right, guys? Hey guys, write in and tell them, put me on.
What up? What's up with you though? Everything good?
Everything's good. I can't complain. Everything's good. I'm really happy. I'm good emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm really good.
Question.
What?
What's a red flag for you? What you think is a red flag? And why do women ignore red flags when they see them? Because y'all be seeing them.
Yeah. You know, I think in the past I did too, because I think that especially black females, you're so programmed dysfunction. You're so programmed, you know, everybody needs somebody to work with them, mm-hmm. that mindset. So when people show you who they are, you think that, oh, well, maybe this was a bad day. No, yeah. that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Believe that shit, you know?
Because a nigga come on a date with a whole clown suit on, y'all be like, maybe he's not a clown.
Right.
Like, nigga, he got a clown.
You know what I'm saying? This is a nice wig.
Yeah. And the nigga be a whole clown, but y'all be ignoring it.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's a whole clown, it's hard to ignore. But some people do.
Yeah, sometimes he might just have on the shoes and the red nose, and y'all be like, I'm going to make sure you take that off.
Right. No. But, you know, I think honestly, I think black women are so programmed, mm-hmm. that, you know, everybody needs somebody to work with them.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. That dysfunctional struggle love.
You think it's just black women with that?
I do. I don't think that it's just black women, but okay. I think it's a predominant experience for black women. Uh-huh. I think that black women are always made, or not always, but are made to feel that wanting to have a standard, I wanting to be loved in a certain way, you asking for too much. Ain't nobody going to have all that. Yeah. Whereas Becky, their mama tell them, if he can't take care of you, if he can't provide for you, don't deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. Look at your dad. Your dad takes care of us. Yeah. Don't get somebody that can't take care of you. Whereas black women, you don't want Ernest over there with the buck teeth and the bifocal glasses. You don't want nobody to be nice to you. So you're already being programmed to step mm-hmm. down, you know, look that, you know,
yeah.
play the downward role. Don't expect much. Don't want much.
So you think that's why they...
Yeah, so when you meet somebody that doesn't fit your expectation or your standard for yourself, mm-hmm. you already like, well, you know, ain't nobody perfect. We all need somebody to work with us. Girl, bye.
Yeah.
You got to know what love looks like for you. You got to know what friendship looks like for you. You have to know what it looks like for you so that when something comes along that doesn't look like what you have in mind, you can reject it immediately. It's not I'm going to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
No.
But does that come with experience? Cause,
yeah, it comes with experience. It comes from actually hearing those comments mm-hmm. from older women and, you know, young women in my age group or, you know, whatever case may be. I remember one time I was talking to a female and, you know, we were talking about relationships. Well, I don't really particularly like to talk about relationships, like, overkill-wise.
Right.
But we were talking about relationships, and she was like, you know, what do you want? I told her, like, what I wanted. She was like, well, you know, you don't think you're expecting too much? How am I expecting too much? Because I want somebody I want to be taken care of. Right. Matter of fact, honestly, just last week, this happened to me.
What happened?
I was with my best friend and her people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to be taken care of. And she was like, so... You want somebody to have that much control over you? I was like, it's not a point about a person having control over me. I want a man that can take care of me.
But that usually comes with it. Like, when guys feel like that...
You have to understand that's when it goes back to what does something look like for you. You know what I'm saying? You have to have those... When we're talking about red flags...
Yeah.
They're, when we talk about alpha males mm-hmm. and beta males, mm-hmm. an alpha male is going to take pride in taking care of his woman. And then what does being taken care of look like for you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of can be a man supporting you, supporting your dreams. That be verbally, that can be emotionally, that can be financially. But, right. you know, he gives you the support that you need.
Yeah.
So he knows how to provide for you in the way that you need to be provided for. So you have to know what being provided for or being taken care of, what that looks like for you. For me, it does... Involve finances, okay?
Right, of course, because that's a major part of the damn relationship.
But for some females, you do have these females that's like, I don't need nobody money. I got my own money.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to love me. Now, I don't subscribe to that mindset. Yeah.
That's scary. Anyway, from Asia. She's like,
I don't subscribe to that. But you know, for some females, which I do know a couple that are like that.
Yeah.
That's not what it looks like for me. Mm-hmm. But for some females it does. So going back to the red flags,
mm-hmm.
what are red flags? Okay, red flag is you meet a guy, everything's cool, but all of a sudden he's not talking to you after a certain time.
Okay.
You talk to a guy for a certain amount of time, he invites you over to his house. You talking to a guy and he only wanna take you to happy hours or coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little $2 stuff.
Now, could that be because he's not creative, or it doesn't matter? It's still a red flag.
That's a red flag. Okay, either you ain't got no money, nigga, or you ain't creative.
Or you don't think outside the box.
You don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? it ain't that you boring. You could be boring or you don't go anywhere.
That could be an option, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Another red flag is, for me,
yeah,
men who talk too much.
Mm.
A guy who talks too much is usually a liar, in my opinion. Like, if you're on a date and you just, like, a chatty patty, nigga, you lie. You're a liar. Because, you know most dudes ain't really with being a chatty patty. You know,
I hate a red flag for me, like, on that topic, if you're talking too much. Like, if me and a chick are out and she's just talking to everybody, like, anybody who walked by, like, girl, I like your bag. She's talking like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, why are you over there? Like, then come over. Like, we here together. Like, why are you talking to everybody? I hate that. Like,
well, no, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, can you look, man? I knew we doing it.
The whole time, though?
No, no, not the whole time. It's just, you know.
Now, if somebody's sitting next to you and, you know, it's kind of awkward not to just speak to them. Like, you might say something. You might take a shot with them or whatever. Yeah, but they're just some people who just want to talk to everybody.
Look. What if you're on a date and a song come on, like, say, back to back, you got Drake, or you got Future, or you got, they be like, oh, I know Aubrey.
Dropper.
Right.
Oh, man, that's definitely, she got to go. As soon as she say some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
I'm out of here. If Drake know your girl, you better leave her alone. That nigga, he's so much. But yeah, talking too much is definitely, I don't like people who just talk too much in general, period. Like,
I think it's a difference between a person who, I think you have to understand a person who talks too much and a person who has good conversation.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference because some people, if you talk too much, it's like a monologue. Like, I'm sitting here watching the show, like, you just nonstop talking. But conversation, we could talk all night. Like,
right.
We could do that. And it flows. You listening and you're talking.
Yeah.
That's great conversation. But it's some people who just, they don't let you get a word in. You're like, God damn, nigga, like, shut the fuck up. I'll wrap up a date like that. Like, all right, you know what? I left the oven on or something.
I got to go put these windows in.
Exactly. Anything. I'm going to say anything to get the fuck up out of there.
No, a red flag.
Uh-huh.
What's a body odor?
Oh, that's definitely a red flag. That's definitely a fucking red flag. Like, bad breath?
Oh, yes.
Like, do you like, all right, so what kind of body odor is a no-no for you, like?
Bad breath for one, mm-hmm. Being musty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you don't get down below, hopefully, to, you know, if you can smell down below, like, on some face, then, like, now, don't.
That's fucking nasty. But it's some people like that.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to tell you, bad breath,
mm-hmm.
And, like, if you meet somebody, I haven't come across, like, man that's been musty.
Yeah.
But I have met. I legit talked to a guy before. Mm-hmm. His breath was horrible. And I ended up telling him, I was like, yo, you need to do You need to do something about that. Your breath is like.
What did he say?
Of course he was embarrassed, but I was like, I mean.
Yo, you shot him like that?
You ain't gotta try to kiss me, man.
Oh, yeah, now you gotta say something.
God, his breath was horrible.
So what did he say? How did he react?
Well, for one, he did smoke weed. He smoked Black and Mouse. This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I think it's because you smoke weed and you smoke Black and Mouse.
Yeah.
But it's really affecting your breath.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, I brush my teeth every, like, twice a day, three times a day.
You got to go to six times a day.
I was like, nigga, like, I don't know what to tell you, but it's just, like, horrible. And I went on a date with this guy last year in December. I went on a date with this guy. I met this guy. He was like, older than me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the nigga, okay, first of all, went on a date. I was looking cute, okay?
Yeah.
Because I put a lot of effort in my outfits, okay?
Okay.
So I was looking cute. And so we were at the restaurant or whatever. He was like, I own red lipstick, ladies, MAC, Ruby Roo. Okay, you know that'd be popping.
I'm sure the ladies know exactly what you're talking
about. Exactly.
I'm sitting here like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right. And he was like, your lips look so good. I can't wait to kiss them. And I'm not a kisser, mm-hmm. unless I'm feeling you. If I'm feeling you, I'm a kisser. But if I'm not feeling you, I'm not a kisser because, like, that's bodily fluid. That's your energy in my mouth. I'm not with it. And I was like, oh, well, I'm good. I'm not a kisser. He was like, what? If I try to kiss you, you wouldn't kiss me back? I was like, no, I'm not a kisser. This nigga legit tried to kiss me anyway. I'm talking about tongue. Tried to put his tongue in my mouth, and his breath smelled like a horrible mess, like garbage, a garbage truck. And I was like, first of all, nigga, your breath is like.
So is the date over right on the spot? Or
I blocked the nigga while we were sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you stay?
We had already ate. Oh, yeah. You know, it was just like kind of wrapping it up, waiting for the check to come.
Yeah,
you know?
So at that point.
Yeah, so I blocked him while we were sitting there. And I was like, first of all, you show me that you inconsiderate, you'll violate my boundaries, and your breath smell like a dump truck.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
It's definitely time to cut him off.
Yeah, cut him off. That's a red flag. If you tell a person you don't do something and they go ahead and do it anyway, that's a red flag, ladies, that this person will violate your boundaries.
Yeah.
It will be very inconsiderate of what you say, and there is no need to have a conversation about it. Ain't no need to, well, I felt like when you did that, that made me feel, no, fuck that shit. Block that nigga, boom, right, it's done. On the spot. That's who he is. After you 27, that's who the person is. Unless they get saved and the Lord come and deliver them, that's who the fuck they are.
I remember one time I was kicking it with this chick, and her phone just kept going off. Like, we sitting on the couch, her shit just going off back to back. To back. And I'm like, of course you notice it. But then in my head, I'm like, why she ain't cutting it off or flipping it over? But she's probably looking at me like, well, then now it looks suspect if I flip it over. So I'm not going to ask questions because we're not together. We're just kicking it. And she's like, that's my baby daddy. I'm like, okay. Like, and he's blowing her phone up. So in my head, I'm like, that's a red flag. Like, you already got a baby daddy who, and they just broke up. So things like that, like phone going off constantly. Now, I know some people don't like, I like undivided attention. Like, if we're supposed to be kicking it, cut your phone off. Like, cut the ring off. And unless you have a child, now you not got to keep your phone on and stuff. And then, but there's some people who, like, if I come in a room and I cut my phone off, some chicks look at that like, that's a little suspect. Like, why would you do that? But wouldn't that be, like, giving you attention? Would you feel offended if somebody came in and cut their phone off?
No, because I want you to cut your phone off.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, what if somebody's on their phone too much? Because on the flip side.
Yeah, if you're on your phone too much, it's a turn off, though. It's like, yo.
Yeah, so unless it's got to be balanced. There's been times where you chill with the chick and she's just on her phone the whole time. And it's like, then you must not be interested.
Right.
But then she's hitting you up again. It's like,
when we was together, you was on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
But how do guys really feel about dating a female with kids or a child?
In season 3, we spoke about it on Girl Talk. And to me, it ain't the fact that you got a child. It's the relationship that you have with the baby father. Mm. So it's like, you can be cool with y'all just co-parenting and y'all cool, then that's cool, like, but it'd be some chicks who just be so involved in what their baby daddy's doing, and you know, they always going back and forth, and it's toxic. Then I don't got time for that.
I really don't want to date a man with kids.
Why?
I mean, but if I were to date a man with kids, I want him to have just one. I don't know. I can kick it with a guy who got kids.
Yeah, but you don't think you'd be serious?
when it comes to like me, I understand that there are a lot of men who have kids, you know, especially if you get a certain age.
Right.
There are a lot of guys who might have a kid. So I'm not, like, just opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got into, like, a serious thing where, like I could see a future with us, I just want me and you, really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, oh, we can't play anything because you got to go pick up little Tyreek from football practice and shit.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen. Why y'all can't go together?
Fuck that shit. I want my own kids with you. That's it. I don't want to share you with nobody. But I'm saying, like, if I were to date a guy with kids, I would date a guy with, you can't have, I prefer no more than one kid. Cause like when you get the 2 kids, like it was love there. You even after y'all might have broke up, you was still hitting the baby mama. She ended up getting pregnant. She still love you and shit. She hoping y'all can reconcile. She calling you over to the house because Tyreek and Devontae need help with their homework. Like, I ain't trying to do that shit.
Yeah. it could get definitely stressful. Like, I know a lot of situations like that. I got a couple homeboys who go back and forth with their baby mom. They're trying to get into a relationship. And then that causes conflict with the new relationship. It's like, nigga, your baby mom, you always on the phone with her. She always hitting you up.
Right. And then don't let the kids be bad. Like, damn. Like, me, you and Devontae and Tyree, we can go to ice cream. Yeah, that's fine.
And she calling 3 in the morning. Like,
look, y'all out with the kids get ice cream. They run around knocking over shit. He like, yo, stop, sit down. He can't really control them because he ain't really with them all the time.
And
so
you can't say nothing either.
Yeah, you can't. You got to sit up like, okay, guys, stop. You know, you in your head, you're like, damn, these badass kids.
Now, what
kids.
If you had a kid, right, and you get into a new relationship?
Pussy management. No kids over here.
But for hypothetically, right?
There ain't nobody hypothetically. I don't even play them games.
Would you be mad?
Hell no. Because I don't put myself in a situation where there'll be nobody baby mama.
You don't think that can happen? What if y'all if y'all married and y'all divorced?
Hey, shit, go in the room. Ain't nobody leaving here.
Oh, so you one of those? Y'all not splitting up no matter what?
No. Only way I would split from my husband is if okay, if my husband cheated on me, it mm-hmm. wouldn't even be the fact that he cheated on me that we would split. It would be, was you spending money?
Money?
Were you investing
oh.
in this female? That means you had a real liking to her. It wasn't just a sex thing.
You mean like literal money? That doesn't mean nothing.
No, yes, it does to me. Because ain't no man spending his money on no pussy that he just trying to get some new pussy. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
Well,
that's the easiest way.
I ain't talking about taking you to damn Oak Steakhouse, getting you a bite to eat. I'm talking about paying bills. That's why we getting a divorce, nigga, because you was spending money. You was really investing in her.
So if he's just cheating here and there, it ain't no big deal.
There ain't no here and there, nigga. ain't no here and there.
Let's get that clear, huh?
Fuck that, no.
All right, so let's say he just cheated, right?
He cheated, right?
Vegas, he cheated, right?
He cheated, and you find out. He just wanted some new pussy.
And then?
Well, I feel like the man that's for me who really gets, I feel honestly in my heart, the man that's for me mm-hmm. who really, like, really gets to experience me on that level, he won't even be able to cheat on me. He, like, even if he saw a female and he was like, damn, she fine. It's just like the connection that we have, the love that he really has for me, he would feel so bad that he wouldn't even be able to move forward to, like, actively cheat on me.
Now, let's say hypothetically he does.
Okay, hypothetically, he did.
He goes to Vegas and he...
He smashed somebody. I would be upset.
Of course.
We wouldn't probably talk. We'd be in the house together. I would have to work through my emotions. Right. But no, I'm not leaving him.
Now, let's say you're going through the phone and you see he done set up a business account for Shorty.
Nigga, done. Johnny Cochran, nigga, come on the phone. It's over.
Really?
Yes.
Because that shows what that he has a like.
He has a bond to her.
It's a possibility that he could leave you.
It ain't a possibility he could leave me. It's just that you are investing in someone.
Mm.
So that's I feel like of course you guys know that you're gonna have to do a little something to get the pussy. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Depending on the type of female you're trying to go after.
That's why when you said money, I'm like, nigga, money's
but,
not. Yeah.
No, it's just a certain level of investment. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain level of investment that, you know...
Like, there's care there. There's, like, you're worried like, about like, her well-being.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, I'm done. No, because I'm not going to be thinking that it's over with y'all, then I find out it's still going on. Because you don't got an attachment to her, because you have invested in her.
That's if you have kids and everything, it don't matter.
Call your daddy, he come pick you up from school, nigga. Wow.
Now, let's say he moves on with that girl, right? Can she discipline your kid?
No, nigga.
But there's some people who like. There's some people who might go for that.
No, discipline my kids. No, she ain't putting her hands on my kids.
No, I'm not putting your hand, but she could bark on them like let's say how you say y'all go to get ice cream, and
no, their dad's there. He'll handle it.
So all right, so what's the you get with a dude, right? And it's a different dude, and you got two kids with the dude who invested in another woman. He's not allowed to say anything to your kids? What would you
do? It's not about he's not allowed to say anything to my kids, but...
No, I'm talking about discipline-wise.
No, discipline-wise, you know, I wouldn't let him hit my kids.
No, not hit. Like, I'm not talking about hit.
But he could say, like, you know, sit down, little such and such or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
sit down, little nigga. sit your little stupid ass down.
No, he ain't saying that.
But he can tell him, like, because... Like, if we're supposed to be...
If we're moving on, right. Now, if you and my boyfriend, no.
No, but what if y'all get married?
Married, like, he's the head of our house. You know your dad. Your dad is a part of your life.
Yeah.
But you are still going to respect, that my husband, who is, you know, the man of this house.
Yeah.
So you have two male figures, and that man would be a mature man. You know
exactly.
what I mean? He wouldn't know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I was waiting for.
And he would...
You wouldn't marry no nigga who's going to be...
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even deal with no guy like that. Exactly. But he's going to build a relationship, like, applicable relationship with my kid's father.
Right.
Where, you know, but he still wouldn't even overstep certain boundaries. If he had an issue with them,
yeah.
he would go to their dad and say, hey, you know, I'm having an issue with them on this. Could you talk to them about it? You know, could we work together?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because I was looking at this thing on, like, let's say they start, because I was looking at this thing on Instagram and it was these two dudes about to fight. Let's just say it was you, your old dude and your new dude, right? And they literally about to fight. And she gets in between them to try to stop them, which I totally, I hate when girls do that
shit.
Like,
stupid.
Step the fuck back.
Right. Let them handle their business.
Yeah. So the dude's trying to swing on the other dude and he knocks the girl out. And it's like, it fucked up the whole thing. It's like now. All right. So let's say it was on the flip side. Let's say your boyfriend, you go out somewhere and he get into it with some dude and he knocks him out. Would you still, how would you look at him after that?
My man get knocked out?
Yeah.
Dang, babe. I'm just going to get the car, nigga. What the fuck? Somebody help me get him up. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to, like, punk him out because he got knocked out. You know, he going to be embarrassed already. So I just be like, you know, babe, he's...
What if he started the fight? Because that's... That be... So he be like, babe, watch out. I'm about to knock this nigga out. Right. And then he get knocked out.
Okay. It's like... awkward. I wouldn't leave him.
Nah.
But I would just be like, I told you about this shit right now.
Man, that'll fuck you up, man. God damn.
That nigga right here leaving me. I'm like, I told you, damn. You always doing that shit. No, I talked to a guy like this. This was like a while ago.
Yeah.
It was like, he was like a little chihuahua or something. Like, this nigga was always just running up on people, running
up. Was he
up.
A big dude? Like,
no. And I told
him. Do you
think
that had anything to do with it? Like a Napoleon complex?
He was slim, but he was tall.
Okay.
But it just became too much. And I was like, yo, this is really dangerous. You've done this several times.
Is it towards dudes or like...
Yeah, like towards other guys. And I'm like, yo, this is... Like, I can't deal with this because you act like you the only person that's ready. You're going to run up on somebody one day and they're going to be just as ready.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking off. I'm not even standing around for this shit. Really, I'm not because I'm not with it.
You're not jumping in?
No.
Now, what if he knocked somebody off, like, and like that same dude, if he would have shot somebody, are you going to bail him out or?
No, nigga, you better call your mama. Nah, I ain't with it.
Nah?
No. Only if it was like a true self-defense, like...
Yeah, like, you know, if y'all was minding y'all business...
We are not business, and somebody ran up on us, and he like, yo, get back, I don't got a gun, I'm gonna shoot you, whatever. And the guy, whoever, kept coming at us, and he just had to defend
and
us.
That's y'all.
Different.
Yeah.
But if you just popping off with the mouth and just pulling out guns on people, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with
you?
Like,
hold my gun, Asia, hold on. Hold it. No. Hold it down.
They gonna drop it on the ground and drop it off.
She said you gonna drop the gun.
And drop it off.
Fuck it up.
At the same time.
Yeah. But like, if it was that other dude who you said was always popping off, you like, you on your own.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, yo, you're really doing the most for no reason. Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous. This is not the type of man I'm used to dealing with. I did not know you were like this.
Yeah.
I broke up with a dude. Like, this is too much. I don't know what type of females you're used to dealing with. They thought this was cute, but for me, that's not cute because someone else, I believe in spirits, and I believe God uses people and the devil uses people.
Nah, for sure.
You're going to run up on the wrong person that is an open vessel for the devil.
Yeah.
And they're going to be...
He's going to wait. He's like, oh, this nigga, my dream came
true. Right. They're going to be ready.
I've been waiting to knock a nigga off all night.
Right. And I'm not going to be the recipient of... Because if I get caught up in something and I get hurt, yo, I'm sorry, it's not going to do me any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. No.
And you an accessory to murder over there.
I ain't no accessory because I'm telling that nigga, he went right over there. He
shot the gun. I stashed the gun in the bathroom, too.
I'm telling on everybody.
God. Nah, I feel you. Yeah, if he's starting the trouble looking for shit, then that's just... All right, so one of my homeboys, one of the... I didn't have no questions. Literally, like, an hour before we got here, one of my homeboys texted me. And he said, ask your guest, would they delete their social media for their significant other?
No.
You say no? Wow, I wasn't expecting that from you. I really, because when he told me, I was like, this is a perfect person to ask, because I was like, age is going to be on there.
Well,
if it's a mutual thing, like if there's a, let's just say he's having like, or y'all both have, you know, people flirting with y'all, going back and forth with y'all, and then y'all say, he brings it up like, yo, we should delete our social media.
No, it's dumb. For one, if your significant other is having issues with your social media, and they expressed, okay, like, I don't like that fact that we can't control other people.
Right.
I see guys comment on your page with kissy faces and whatever.
Wait, this is the guy saying that to you, you're saying?
Yeah, your significant other saying this to, like, me, the female.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that, I don't care that guys will comment on your page because, like, you're beautiful, and I don't know, I expect that. But I don't like the fact that you're, like, responding with smiley faces.
And kissy,
faces back.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Could you stop? Now, you should stop that.
No, of course.
But if you're not responding, you're not interacting with these people, then your significant other shouldn't come and say, delete your social media account. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole level of control that you really should pay attention to because that's a lot of insecurity is going to roll over to other things. Like, okay, now I don't like this. Now I don't like that. So if your significant other comes to you and say, I don't like that you're responding, then okay, boom, you stop responding. Because that is disrespectful.
No, it's like, totally disrespectful. Yeah. If you're responding, like, what if somebody says, gives you a compliment and you respond back, thank you? Like in the DM, like somebody say, sends you the heart eyes and you're like, thank you. Would you respond? You don't just, you just look at it and keep it moving.
Keep
it
moving.
That would
not
be
unless I have a, not unless I have a regular dialogue with a person, I know them.
Yeah.
I understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But if it's just people that I don't know like that, or I don't really have an interaction with, and they're doing that, I'm not responding back to that. Like, you said what you said, nigga. I saw it.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Yeah, it says seen right at the bottom.
Right. Yeah. Get on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't delete it? Because you see, you look at that like those are signs of like insecurities and things.
That's a major red flag. Delete my whole fucking social media because somebody's...
Yeah. What if he says he's going to delete his too?
All right, nigga. I mean, I see the memes that I find.
Yeah. Now, if we both... Like, if it's an issue, like if she keeps doing certain things that make me uncomfortable and we both agree, but I just... I think we're adults to the point where... I mean, I got... But I don't want to say it because I do have friends who... Like, one of my close homeboys told me that. Like, he just stopped his Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? He was like, man, it just... We just kept having too many arguments about social media, so we both decided to just cut it off.
But that's a lot of insecurity, though. Because if you have an attractive partner, people are going to respond. Now, but you can tell when your partner is posting stuff for different kind of reactions.
Yeah, like the chicken like the bathing I would, suit.
Yeah, like if I'm in a relationship, if my man says, like, yo, I don't want you posting, like, when we go to the beach, don't be posting your bathing suit pictures up there. I don't want
that. At the beach?
You know.
Now, see,
it's like, a difference if, like, if I'm in a bathing suit and I'm, like, by a tree, he take my picture and I'm, like, you know, my hand on my hip and I'm facing the camera.
If you're at the beach,
and
I might, cool.
And I might show the front of the bathing suit. Okay, cool. But now, if, like, I'm turning around, my butt out.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, you know, it's provocative.
Yeah.
You know what kind of reaction you're trying to get. You know what it is. Yeah. You know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course, it has to be tasteful. But, like, to me, you can.
Like I'm saying, if you're at the beach and, like, you're face forward. Because you, right. no matter how you want to, you know, it's you're at the beach, it's still bra and panties.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it is. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if I'm face forward and I have on my bathing suit and it's tasteful, cool.
Yeah.
But now I got a back shot, my whole ass out.
Yeah.
I know.
No, yeah, there's certain pictures that you be like, hold up now.
I know what kind of reaction right.
But
I'm
at the same time, on the flip side, there's girls who will be in their bathing suit, like acting like they're in front of the kitchen cooking. And it's like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Ain't nothing in the pot.
Now that, I don't care if you facing forward, that's not cool.
Yeah, because it doesn't call for it. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you setting thirst traps, basically.
Yeah.
So, but like, if I have a handsome man.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a social media. I mean, I know females gonna comment, like the picture. It is what it is. Whatever. I'm not gonna be like, these bitches keep commenting. Well, I can't control the damn females.
Yeah.
Like, damn. You know what I mean?
Right.
That type of. I think people have to really understand. This is what I'm talking about. Understanding what healthy love is and dysfunctional that struggle love is.
Uh-huh.
Because when you get into that that struggle love, like all that arguing about dumb stuff is like annoying. And
it really
it's,
is.
It's a picture of what. If you were to move to a whole nother level, like marriage or moving in together, living together, it's a picture of what that's going to be like. So you're going to be fussing with me based off actions of other people that I can't even control. I'm not going to live my life under no damn bridge, a hermit, because you keep being insecure about what other people are doing. If I'm not interacting with them, then that, I mean, what is, you know, if I'm handsome or I'm fine or I'm pretty or I'm whatever.
Yeah.
People going to look at me. That's why you over here, because you saw me. You like what you saw. Other people going to like what they see. So, mm-hmm. You know, get with it and move on. Yeah?
It's really that simple.
Is this that simple?
Yeah,
really?
I think it does matter where you are and how you take it. Like, like we said, you're just sitting there at the beach and you take a picture. It's cool. Like, you're at the fucking beach.
Right.
It calls for it.
Right.
But the chick who's in there making grits and she ain't got no clothes on. We got a fucking problem. As soon as I see it, I'm coming downstairs like, why the fuck are you in your panties and bra?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, nothing in the pot.
Ain't just nothing stirring in the up pot.
Nothing. Silent treatment.
No, I don't do that. It's stupid.
You communicate?
Yeah, it's dumb. People don't understand. I think there's a difference between, you know, getting your words together, because I believe words are powerful. No matter how much you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, you fucking lying.
Yeah.
Either that was in your heart, what you said, or you petty and mean.
Like, for instance, like when, let's just say, that situation when the dude was about to get into another dude, and he'd be like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I got this. Like,
first of all, excuse me, y'all fight. We got a whole other situation now. Like, what the fuck you say? Yeah.
You don't think in that situation that he's just mad at the time?
No. No, I don't believe in that. I was just mad. No, nigga, you knew. It's self-discipline. I like people who have self-discipline. That's what I like. I'm attracted to people who have self-discipline.
Yeah.
If you can't control your emotions, you can't control your mouth, you can't control your own self, then, I mean, damn, it ain't really much else you can't control. You can't even control yourself. You know what I mean?
But you could be mad at the minute. Like, to me, I feel like people could get mad to the point where they might say something and they don't mean it.
No.
Now, if you're saying something like that's complete, like, if you tell somebody shut the fuck up or call them a, like, that type of stuff, I think I can let that slide. But if you go too deep to where it's like, whoa, like, nah.
No. I think you have to go and read, not saying you in particular,
I get it. Yeah.
But you have to go and read books on, like, psychology and behavioral patterns.
Mm-hmm.
When people do not have self-discipline, it's a difference. You have people who do not have self-discipline. You have what's in your heart really comes out of your heart, or you have an evil heart. And when people think about evil, they think, oh, like horns out your head, killing, murdering people. But you can have an evil heart, and it's not on the scale of what you imagine an evil heart to be. You know what I'm saying? A malice heart, a heart that doesn't have any type of thought or regard for another person. That's an evil heart, because your heart only is considering yourself. You know what I mean? So that's a selfish heart. So being selfish, not in a healthy way, is evil. You know what I mean? Because you're only looking out for yourself. So if you are that mad that you can just rattle off anything, and I'm just supposed to accept, oh, I'm sorry, I was mad at the time, that's not going to fly.
But what about, like, let's say the woman who was getting in between the two dudes that were going to fight, and she's not getting out the way. Like the dude's pushing her out the way. Her boyfriend's like, get out the way. And she's just trying to break it up. And he's telling her, like, get the fuck out the way. Like, and then she ends up getting knocked out. Like, I would have probably lost my mind in that sense. Like, get the fuck out the way. Like,
so there's a difference between get the fuck out of the way and then calling her a bitch.
But what if you get that mad? I can literally, if somebody's not listening, you're going to say something to strike a chord.
But see, that's not the first time she has not listened.
Okay.
That's just the first time that it's put you in a situation where.
So do you think somebody could bring that evil out of you, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we all have people that can bring out the best and worst in us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because she was making me so mad.
That's why you have to be careful who you connect with. Because people can bring out the worst in you.
Yeah.
That you don't even know you had the capacity to be brought out of. You know, you, that side of you, be brought out of you.
Yeah, because it's like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you going to do right there? Like, whoa, last time we spoke. Like, if you want to stop the fight, pull your titties out and see how that changed.
Right?
But, like, look, Sci-Fi was like, yeah, I'll definitely stop a fight. You about to get into
first
it.
First of all, you shot, like, did you just pull titties out?
Yeah, he was like,
but now your boyfriend really talking junk to you. Like, why you had to pull your titties out? I told you I had it.
That's how you're going to calm him down. But all jokes aside, and then she got knocked out, like, clean. And now the dude is looking at him like, of course they calmed down the situation, but it's like now he's looking at her like, what the fuck? And then they end up still fighting.
Well, you have a lot of videos on social media of females jumping in between.
I hate that shit. Like, you know, like females, if you see two men about to get into it,
just move out of the way.
Just get the fuck out the way.
I think at one time you try to get your man's eye contact, say, look, babe, babe, please, let's just go.
But if he snatches hand out,
but if he
moves
and he pushes you out the way, then just move out the way, nigga. I mean, you know,
exactly.
In your head, you're trying to de-escalate the situation, but you're only making it worse.
Only making it worse. You said it. You hit it right on the head. Like you said, if I tell you, like, I snatch my hand out to him, like, get, like, there's a certain point where it's too late to stop it from here on.
Yeah.
So all you're gonna do is make it worse. Get the fuck out the way.
But see, that's why I don't like. Me particularly, I just wouldn't want to deal with a man that could get that mad, because my thing is, you know, like I said, I believe in spirits.
Right.
And the devil just wants the opportunity to sniff you out. He's just waiting for that one opportunity where he got that one person that's an open vessel. Mm-hmm. They don't have a relationship with God. They're not hearing. They have no discipline for themselves. You know, they are open vessel for destruction. So the devil is just waiting on the opportunity to get you an opportunity with that one right person to snuff your life away.
Right.
So I just really wouldn't even want someone who has a temper.
So you want to look at him like a punk? If somebody says something to him, start barking at him, he'd be like, baby, let's just get out of here.
No, not at all.
That won't bother you?
No, because like I said, the devil going to use who he going to use. And once people really understand that, the devil don't care who he use. Yeah. He just needs some person to use, because he can't operate. The devil can't operate through air. He uses people. Like, right. God uses people. I ain't trying to get preachy on y'all like that. Yeah. But that's the devil uses people. Like, God uses people. So right. all he needs is that one vessel. One vessel. One vessel took Malcolm X out. One vessel took Martin Luther King out. Yeah. One vessel took Jesus out. One vessel took, you know, millions of people out. You know what I mean? So right. he just need that one person that's open. And it's over.
Yeah.
Because you hear a lot of people who have gone and have killed people, and they say, I just blanked out. I don't know what took over me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, that happens a lot. Blank out, and you're like, it just, who the fuck was I a second ago?
It just happened. That's a spirit. You're not even in your right mind. That's a spirit that has taken over you, that has used you to destroy someone else and to destroy yourself. Two birds with one stone.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thin line between confidence and being cocky.
Yeah, most definitely. But see, really, I think cockiness, when you cross that line, it's really a mask covering insecurity.
I think so, too. Most people who are super cocky, it's like...
Loud, that loudness. Like, it ain't even always about words, but that just that...
Yeah.
You covering something up.
Yeah. Most of them people be the most insecure people. Like Kanye. I feel like Kanye is so insecure, like, within himself. Like, all that extra, I'm Walt Disney, I'm... Nah, nigga, you a little girl on the inside. Like, something ain't right. It's right. something that you haven't dealt with.
What they say, the last one is usually the weakest one?
The loudest person in the room is usually the weakest person in the room.
Yeah. So, you like, real money don't say nothing. Only fake money, a little bit of money. Exactly. Got so much to say. Want to show everything. Like, you ain't got no money, child.
There was a picture with Jay-Z when he first started rapping. He had on mad jewelry. Everything, and it was like when he first started. Now he's like worth $1 billion, and he don't have no like. It was just a picture where he just being, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that too, but I think when people who come from nothing come into something, it's like that poor person.
It's like anything when you first get it. You get a brand new car, you're gonna wash that motherfucker. You're gonna be like, no, nobody eating my car, nobody smoking my car.
Right.
Then after a while, you in there, like, you don't give a fuck about the ashes flying in the backseat. You're gonna see little Debbie snacks, like, and don't have a kid, man. My son be in that backseat. One time I look in the backseat, you know, when you're driving, not even thinking, I looked in the backseat, this motherfucker had his whole bottle upside down, just spilling it all over. I'm like, what? This the last time you're drinking in this car. But yeah, it's like, what kind of... Is that a Chanel?
Chanel, it's Aldo.
All right, we'll cut that out then.
No, you got to cut that out, shoot.
I was about to say that.
I want a Chanel bag.
Why?
Like, okay. I would do two luxury bags. That's it. After that, I don't feel the need to really want... Because, like, okay, I went to the Chanel store when I was in Houston, Texas. And I went to the Chanel department in Neiman Marcus here in Charlotte. And I went over and I felt the Chanel bag. It doesn't feel... I thought it was going to feel different. I thought the leather was going to feel different. But it really doesn't. Even the hardware on the Chanel logo or the Chanel symbol on the bag, I thought it was going to be heavier, like a heavier metal.
And it's not?
No. It's like really lightweight. And I'm like, I wouldn't pay $1,500 for no bag. I mean, I would do just two, like I said, because there are two bags that I want. But after that... Like,
Chanel's expensive, though.
You can Aldo me. Shoot. Yeah. Or you can take me to Nine West or TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx got nice bags. You can get name brand bags out of there. But, I mean, I don't want, like, a whole closet full of, like, I got all these Chanel bags, Louis Vuitton bags, Hermes bags, Balenciaga bags. I don't want all that shit. That's stupid to me. I would prefer to, like, buy stocks or experiences or property or something that's going to be an asset.
Yeah. But I think, like you said, when you first get into money, you will be, like, because it'll start being, like, start to feel good when you're like, oh, I could get this. I could get that. And then after a while, it's like, I have all this shit and means nothing still. It's like, you still got that feeling like, this really doesn't mean nothing.
Because you know what I like? You know what I actually like buying now? Towels and sheets.
Yo.
Like the fluffy towels.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
them fluffy towels, you put that shit over you after a shower.
A shower, like,
man, that shit soak up all the water.
Right.
Like, damn, I'm bone dry right now. Like, but back in the day, we used to have them cheap ass towels, boy, them shit
lit all over you,
everywhere. That shit be soaking wet. You could rinse, wring that motherfucker. You like, damn, this. I done wiped myself down 3 times. I'm still wet. Pause.
Yeah. Right. I love buying towels. I love buying sheets.
Yeah, the older you get, you just be like, it's the little things that matter. Like
comfort, real comfort. Like going home and like your bed is comfortable. Like yeah. I'm a mattress person. Like I spend money on a mattress.
Yeah. We just got a big ass mattress. Like we had a mattress before, and then my fiance would be like, no, we gotta get a different mattress. We got this, man, I'll be sleeping through the fucking night.
Yeah.
Like, it really makes a difference.
It does.
I used to be like, ain't no fucking difference in no mattress.
No, it really
is. We grew up, nigga, you got a bed, you good. Like, I sleep on a sofa. This bed, I'm telling you, as soon as you lay in it, you just sink in and you fall right to sleep. Like, you count a sheet before you even know it. You just sleep.
Yeah, I'm a big mattress person. I spend money on a mattress.
And you got to be a king. Like, I got a king size bed. I have to have a big bed.
Yeah.
I love space. Yeah, yeah. The fact I'm 6'4", so I definitely need a big ass bed. But, and then my son in the bed, man, and he flip all through the night. Like he flip upside down, and he'll slap you in your face, and you could push him to the other end. Like yo, you're over here. Somehow he still finds you.
Yeah, my goddaughter and my nephew, like they spend the night with me. Like, man, it'd be all over my head. Like,
how old are they?
Four and three. Yeah. I'll put them all the way on the other side of the mattress, and they'll end up all the way back over there at me, like kicking me in my back and stuff. Like, oh my gosh.
Hey.
Okay, I don't believe in trying to change people. I really don't. I don't believe, like, you know, you meet a guy, you feel like, okay, you're not a dread person, but he got dreads, and you feel like you're gonna convince him to cut his dreads off. Like, you're trying to change who he is.
That's
But at what point do you feel a person is genuinely going to upgrade you? You know what I mean? Like, say if you meet a guy. Like, I remember the time I met this guy.
No, if I meet a girl.
Yeah, But I remember the time I met this guy, whatever. And the day that I met him, he was like, I'm looking bummy right now. I was working today. But he wasn't really looking bummy to me. But he's like, I was out working. I got my own lawn care service or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. But then the day that I actually went on a date with a nigga, he looked a hot mess.
Damn.
And I blocked him sitting right there. And I had put on Facebook, because his sneakers looked like they walked.
And that was him being fresh on the date?
Oh, right. Man. His sneakers looked like they walked to the date, and he drove. It was like so turnover. Yeah. Right. I blocked him sitting right there.
So when you go on a date, you look at a person from
the I look at all that, yo. I'm an aesthetics type person. Yeah.
You look at the nails and everything?
I look at your teeth, your nails, all that, you know, because like I want to be, I have to be attracted to you. I'm not the type of person that be like, well, he ain't that cute, but he nice. No, he look good and he nice. Yeah. I have to be legit attracted to you.
Girls are more open to like letting things slide than men are. Like a nigga look at you and, you know, we're more vain than women are.
Yeah, I guess, but I know I am.
You vain?
Well, I have to be attracted to you, you know, like. I like a man who
but I'm talking about, like, you can be attracted. Because sometimes you might get with a chick and you might be attracted to her personality as opposed to just how she looks.
Somebody but we talked about that in one of the episodes me and you did. Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't really relate to that because I always thought thought men were visual. Like, they had to be attracted to you.
That's in the beginning. Like, you might meet a chick and be like, damn, she look good. Let me talk to her. And you talk to her. Then you might meet another chick who might look less attractive than the first girl. But her personality might be better. So you might ditch the first girl because second girl got more.
No, I got to be attracted to you. Yeah. Really?
So what if his personality ain't all that?
I ain't got no scarcity mindset. Just like I met you, I'll meet somebody else.
What you mean? No, I'm talking about like if you meet that guy, right, and you're attracted to him physically.
Yeah, I'm attracted to you physically. Uh-huh. And then once we start interacting, I'm not attracted to you because now your attitude or your spirit is jacked up.
Okay, and you go.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Now, what if somebody's not as attractive and then his personality is cool as
bye.
Shit?
Bye.
It got to be a whole package.
Damn right. Yeah. But I'm saying at what point are you okay?
Yeah.
Because you have to have that balance of
not for sure
trying to change people, and then when you're upgrading someone.
Because that's that control thing you're saying. Like,
yeah, you have to really know.
Exactly.
Yeah, like if a guy really can't dress.
So in that sense, when you went out with that dude, like, you wouldn't even give him a chance to upgrade him. Like, what if you would have got with him and be like, you know what, I don't like different shoes that you're wearing. Oh.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Nah? It's too.
No. Because that's something you have to have, like, I don't know, it's like a balance.
It's got to be like a
Spartan. I'm not trying to come in and be no man's mother or be, you know, like, I'm trying to change him. You know what I mean? Like, I have to at least go out with you at least one time and I'm thinking you fly.
Right.
And then maybe I like, see you again, I'd be like, well, he might, you know, okay, I'm going to put him onto these different shoes. Well, this will look better with his outfit or whatever. Yeah, like say if you met a female and she's pretty in the face, but she really can't dress. Are you going to try to help her dress better? Or are you just going to, like...
If she cool, like, if that's the only thing that she's lacking, yeah. I'd be like, yo, if I'm really feeling it, like, yeah, I probably would.
So are you going to say something, or are you just going to go buy it?
No, I'll just start doing subtle things like buying it. And then if I see she... Because sometimes it could just, yeah, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you'll buy it for her, and then you're like, put that on. Because
remember, the movie Set It Off?
Damn, Jada Pinkett. I ain't seen that since I was a kid.
But when Jada Pinkett went to the man's house, and she had, like, that outfit, it was, like, like a clown. He took her and bought her a dress. You know what I mean?
The older dude.
Yeah, he just went and bought it for her or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like, with female, I feel like with a woman, like, if you get with a guy who really just don't have no style, is he open to you subtly? See, I ain't really the one to be out here, like... just straight buying a nigga a whole wardrobe either. You know what I mean?
But you,
like,
could go with him when he's buying stuff.
Yeah, but, like, how open is he to suggestion? You know what I mean? Like, you have to know that, too.
A woman telling you how you look? Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, because, like, if you go to the mall with a guy and, like, he can't really dress, and you be like, yo, you like this? They're not new, but the Jordans, it was the Jordans that Michael Jordan wore back in the day. He played basketball, the red and white ones.
Yeah.
And the black ones, yeah. So if you go ahead and be like, yo, this is dope, he be like, man, them shit's ugly. And he pick up Skechers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's these high.
See, but that could be the now, if you left him, then I could understand that. I'll be like, all right, see, that makes sense. But if off top, you're like, nah, I can't.
He can pick up some Skechers. Yeah. You were like,
I gotta go. With the rollers on the bottom.
Nigga, I'm about to go put some forks in the sink. I'll call you later.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I gotta put these windows outside.
Quick. So definitely, you know, I feel you on that though. Like if you take him, if you give him the effort to try to go help him buy some shit, and he just keeps picking some corny shit, and I'll do the same thing. If I went out and she kept picking corny shit, I'd be like, all right, this ain't it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's kind of like finding that balance where you're not trying to change a person, because people resent you when they feel, if they feel like you're trying to change them, because they'll make, it's like in their head, you're telling them that they're not really what you want. You're going to try to make them be what you want or whatever. So resentment can set in. So, you know, it's like at what point?
Yeah, I think if you notice that early on, leave it alone.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Just like gone.
There's nothing worse than putting in that time with somebody and then you're like, you know what? I knew this shit from the jump, and I still wasted 2 years trying to change this motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go, red flag. There, red flag. You get inner gut telling you, leave it alone. Because
you know it from the jump. You're like, man, this ain't the one.
Right.
But everything else might be clicking, and you're like, this shit's 65% cool. Leave it alone.
Yo, I got a question, scenario. All
right.
So you meet Keisha.
Uh-huh. You love that name.
Why he said Keisha? You meet Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
She look good. She got some nice style. You know, she used to do.
Right.
You can come to my house? Oh, yeah, I'm going to come. She asked you to come over to my house. Okay, I'll be over there, baby.
Yeah.
You go over to her house dirty. Mm. Like, not just junky. Not like, you know.
Yeah, messy. She There's her, a difference between messy and dirty.
Yeah, you go over there, you go in the bathroom, you lift the toilet up, blood on the,
Oh, no.
Like, on the bottom.
And she knew. Hold on. And she knew
it's
I was coming over there?
Blood underneath the...
Oh, no.
You let the toilet seat up, it's
no.
blood.
No. That's some scary shit there. I'm not, like... It's
dishes
like,
in the sink with hard food.
Oh, nah. I'm out. I can't do that shit, man. Like, dirty is something I can't deal with.
Right.
Dirty is something totally different. Like, you go... Especially a dirty toilet.
We go over a girl house, you get in bed with her, y'all have sex or whatever, you're going to spend the night, you pull the covers back, the cover like kind of musty a little bit. Like,
I can't do it. I can't do it. Like,
pillowcase smell moldy.
Because and the thing is, some shit you deal with when you're young, you know what I mean? But,
air mattress.
Oh, no, I've dealt with. That's what I'm saying. Like when you're young, you do that. Like I'm in my early 20s. I went to this chick had her crib. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going through there. I get there, she has the TV on the floor and the air mattress in the bed. Like, and it was barely inflated. Like I got on that shit. I'm like, ain't no way we gonna be doing. I was like, yo, that shit was the worst feeling ever. But
it's barely inflated. Yeah. You pump this shit up, please.
I'm telling you. Shouldn't have the pump. I'm like, did you blow this up with your mouth? Like, what the fuck? Because I'm looking, you know, you start looking around like, where's the little the
vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, something like, yeah, I ain't seen none of that around. And then, like, there's things you do, like, even every guy's probably, when they were young, probably hit a chick and she wasn't smelling all the way right. And you're like, but when you a grown ass man, you're like, I'm not going for none of that shit,
yeah,
man.
Right.
But that's another episode of Mess, Drinks, and Chill. Asia, I appreciate you coming, man.
I know, it's funny. It's good.
You made it for season 4.
Right. Good, good.
That's another episode, man. Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.